Time now for Hidden History. Cape Cod has been well documented through the years by both amateur and professional photographers. Among the most fascinating images of the Cape are those taken when the area was beginning to emerge as a tourist destination for average Americans, when more and more people owned cars and could afford to take vacations. The Brooks Academy Museum in Harwich is currently displaying a collection of photos taken during the 1930s by Harwich photographers Lawrence Robbins and Alan Cahoon.
They went around the Cape all over from Sandwich to Provincetown and took photographs of anything they thought was interesting or noteworthy.
Janet Cassidy is director of the museum, where a sampling of the two men's work is currently on display. The photos were originally recorded onto glass plates and shown on a device called a magic lantern, a very early version of a slide projector.
The photograph was taken onto the gel that was on the slide, and then the slide could be used to make a print.
Or it could be projected
through a machine like this.
The museum was able to get their hands on a couple of magic lanterns to display as part of the exhibit. It's an odd-looking device with a long bronze lens housing, a small door on one side, and something that resembles a miniature smokestack.
This one was either lit by gas or kerosene or limelight. Limelight was calcium lime, which was a type of rock, and they would light it and burn it at a very high temperature. And they did that by using oxygen and hydrogen pressed into the flame to make a very bright light. And they used it in theaters for the footlights, and that's where the expression of being in the limelight comes from.
It was a clunky, sometimes very dangerous method for displaying photographs. Magic lanterns, understandably enough, became obsolete once modern-day slide projectors came into widespread use in the 1950s, but Cahoon and Robbins used magic lanterns to display their photos to the public. Their show was called
Pictorial Cape Cod, a tale of Massachusetts' own land of inviting contrasts as revealed by the camera.
The museum received a Harwich Community Preservation Grant to digitize the old glass plates. Now the images can be reproduced as prints or used for websites.
And what kind of cameras were these guys using?
Well, this is similar to the kind of camera. It's not the camera that Robbins owned, but it's from the era. You would use it on a tripod, and it had a bellows that extended out. So it wasn't as easy as using your cell phone, but that's what they used then.
Cassidy says there's no verification, but she thinks Robbins and Cahoon may have been hired to take the photos as part of an early marketing campaign for Cape Cod.
Because the timing is right. As we said, this is the time that they would have been promoting tourism to the average person. And because they went all over the Cape, it wasn't just Harwich. They went from Provincetown to Sandwich. We have slides that show the Sandwich Glass Factory and so on. So we think that because they went everywhere, they may have been paid to do this.
Robbins and Cahoon's photos of early Cape Cod are on display at the Brooks Academy Museum through October 7th. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Harwich.